Tonight, I'd like to invite you over to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 16. Philippians, chapter 2, verse 16.
Philippians, chapter 2, verse 16 reads this way. It says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this evening, thanking you again for the privilege of gathering together as your people in your house. Lord, as your body of believers, as your church, we ask, Lord, that you would just bless, open up our hearts and minds with your Holy Spirit, guide us, Lord, into your truths, that we might hear from you and worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, that you might be highly exalted and lifted up. And again, Lord, that our lives may be drawn close to you, and Lord, that we might truly be the light and the salt of the earth you've called us to be. Give us your wisdom, give us your understanding, that we might be found faithful, Lord, and experience your great grace that you've given to us. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is Holding Forth the Word of Life. Holding Forth the Word of Life. And we're going to consider a couple of thoughts here tonight, just two tonight. Work out your own salvation and the sacrifice that service of your faith. Those are going to be the two thoughts. But before we go any further, we want to look at that title there that comes from our text right there in verse 16, holding forth the word of life. And we want to just break that down in basically two word phrases right there and understand what we're looking at here and what that statement really means to the believer. So let's consider these phrases here. The first one is holding forth. And that word is epikeo, which is in the Greek, it says to have a hold upon or to apply. Amen? To take hold of and to apply. That means, like Brother Roger often says in his prayer, that we might take it out the door. Amen? This is what we're talking about, taking the Word of God out the door. And that means not leaving it in the church house, but using it and applying it into our lives. Now, this is how God moves us into a deeper relationship with Him. And that causes us also to exercise more trust in what He has given to us, right? And so this is all a positive thing. And by the way, be reminded again, we are all growing and learning together, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, fitly joined together to work in harmony. Aren't you glad? I was going to say that your body does everything it should do. Maybe sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, you know it, don't you? Amen? And so we want to walk in harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want every believer, really the Lord wants every believer to experience God's great grace, love, peace, and joy in everyday life. That's what allows us to shine His light and to enjoy the salvation that God has given to us that brings us to the place of worship on a daily basis. The nearer we draw to the Lord, nearer my God to thee, the more of the grace of God we experience and the more reasons God gives us to worship Him, right? You can worship the Lord when you're driving to work. You can worship the Lord anytime, can't you? You can make time. You know, God brings us to the place to where we will want to worship the Lord and enjoy that relationship. So keep that thought in mind. Holding forth means to take hold of and to apply. Then the word, of course, is the word logos, right? You've probably heard it logos, but it's pronounced in this particular place, logos, the word. That means the word of God, amen? So God wants us to take hold upon the word of God. And then notice what it says here. It says of life, right? Holding forth the word of life. And that word is zoe. And that is the absolute, listen to this, the of life. It's talking about the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God. Did you get that? Listen, God wants us to take hold upon the word of God that gives us the fullness of life that belongs to God. Amen? Follow, keep that thought in mind. So what God is wanting to give us belongs to Him, right? We have physical life, but in salvation, God has given to us a new life. Is that not true? We've been given a new life. We've been given a new destination. We've been given a new name. We've been given a new hope that we've never had before. And God wants us to enjoy Him in a very powerful way. So keep that thought in mind, holding forth the word of life. That's what God wants us to do by His grace and power in our everyday lives. Now, we have to come, as individuals, we have to come to the place where we say, I believe you, God. Right? I believe that that's for me. Because if we just sit here and leave it in the church house and not take it out the door, and how do we take it out the door? Lord, you want that in my life. Now, here's the truth. You and I can't put that in our lives, but God can. God can put that because it's His life. It comes from Him, and He wants us to have it. Now, we have eternal life in salvation. That makes sense, right? You're sealed. You will never perish because of the grace of God. But God wants us to enjoy the life that He has sealed us with, right? So you have to stop and think about something. When you plant a seed, unless the seed breaks, unless the shell is broken, no fruit comes forth, right? So it gets planted in the ground, and then because of the warmth and the moisture of the ground, the seed breaks open and life comes from it, right? So if that seed, listen, if the conditions of the soil were not right, that seed won't open up, right? Now that does not mean, hear me clearly, that does not mean that seed didn't have life. What it means was that the condition of the soil was not right to allow that seed to break open that life might come forth. And listen, the soil of our heart, if it's not right, or if we're just hearing only, right? We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be doers of the Word of God. If we're just hearing only and the soil is not right, it's not that you don't have the life of God in you. You're saved, but we want to see that life in our everyday life. We want to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We want Him to fill us and guide us and to live His life, that His life might come forth out of ours. And my goodness, we'll enjoy the Lord like never before. Listen, Abraham was 75 years when God called him out of Ur of the Chaldees, was he not? Was God able to show him things at 75? Yes. Was God able to show him things at 85? Yes. Was God able to show him Isaac at 100? Yes. Amen? So listen, can God show us anything tonight? Amen. And every day of our lives, can God show us? He can. So keep that thought in mind. And now we're going to look at the first thought here. And it says here in verse 12, notice, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that's important. So here's, keep this thought in mind. We're going to look at this here just very carefully, and we need to see this idea of work out your own salvation. What does that really mean? You're going to see that here in just a moment. That doesn't mean that you have to do the work. That doesn't mean that it's up to you, that God has left us on our own, and if you don't have the strength to do it, you're going to fail. What that means is it has the idea of believing the Lord and striving in prayer and calling upon the Lord to open up the doors of His promises that He's given to every child of God. So we are making a conscientious effort on a daily basis to present ourselves before the Lord, saying, Lord, I believe that you have made me a royal priesthood. Is that not what His Bible says? His Word says? He's made us a royal priesthood. You have made me to honor and obey your Word. You have given me a new man inside of me, and I am wanting you to show me how that works. Because listen, God uses everything in our everyday lives to break that shell that His life might come forth. And that shell has to do with ourselves. And as we all know, ourself is pretty hard-headed, is it not? It's a hard nut to crack, amen? It's a hard nut to crack. We can be pretty stubborn, can we not? Have we not? Okay, so, but God wants, and here's what we have to do. Lord, I want to bring it to you, and I want you to do your work. But be careful, listen. It's going to come from every angle. We need to see, Lord, I need to see you working in my life, right? So when Joseph's brothers sold him into Egypt, that was God working in his life. Didn't he say that? You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. So everything in our lives, even the hard things, God is working to make us a submissive, humble servant that he might... Listen, that's the only way to approach the Lord is to humbly go before him and say, God, I don't want to think... When we start defending ourselves, God is working, we are resisting the work. The condition of the soil or the heart is not where God wants it to be. And you'll see that here in just a moment. But we have the responsibility to approach the Lord and say, Lord, I am presenting myself a living sacrifice for you to do as you will. Does that make sense? All right, so let's put this together. Let's keep it in context. And notice what it says here. Ready? Verse 12 again. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Notice what he says. Work out your own salvation with fear, that's reverence, right? And trembling that we don't miss or dishonor the Lord in anything. And notice the next verse. For it is God which worketh in you. Wait. Who is it that's working in us? Did you see that? So we, listen, it is God that is doing the work. Our work is to present ourselves a vessel for the honor and glory of the Lord. And to trust the Lord to do his work in us. That's our part, right? What was your part in salvation? You were the receiver, right? And that's what God wants to do for each and every one of our lives. He wants us to receive him. So notice what he says here. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. So be pliable in the hand of God. Notice why. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Notice, holding forth the word of what? Life. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Amen. Amen? And so tonight, God wants us to seek him humbly, amen, in a way that he can work in our lives for his honor and glory. Would you stand? And let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne tonight. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, work in our lives. Build northward for your honor and glory. And bless us as we break off for prayer. And we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.